Like Pacquiao's. My hat on straight, Mama?
I can't tell. Is it supposed to be?
No, of course not. Is it?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Push it over my eye for me so I can make a good impression.
Which eye?
Left.
Are you being helped, madam?
No, not yet.
Just a moment, please, and I'll be right with you.
Poor thing. He thinks he's going to sell us something.
We should have warned him. He's gone to get his order book.
Mommy, you tell him.
Me? I'm just here for moral support.
Well, now, what can I do for you, madam?
It's for my daughter.
It's about this soup, Tureen. I received it about 3 weeks ago, and,
Yes, lovely, isn't it? One of our most choice pieces.
Oh.
Go on, Claudia.
I like it very much, too, only you see...
You've got another one like it, is that it?
Yes, that's it.
So you wish to return it?
I'd like to, if it's all right.
Do you wish it credited, or will you purchase something else
credit,
instead?
Credit, please. I'd rather purchase something another day, or, could I have the money back?
Shameless, but sensible.
Of course, madam. Your name, please?
Mrs. David Naughton. But it was sent to me as Miss Claudia Brown.
Oh, I see. A wedding gift.
Yes.
We get a number of exchanges on those. I'll just take it to check the original purchase, if you don't mind, and I'll be with you in a moment.
Well, he's awfully nice about it, wasn't he?
They're used to it.
Mama, look over there. Don't look.
How can I look if I don't look?
Oh, cheating shows. That's all I can say. Cheating shows.
What are you talking about? What shows?
Cheating. What'll we do?
What is it?
It isn't an it, it's Aunt Louisa.
That's not funny. Now, don't fool about such things.
I'm not.
What?
She's right over there in the flat silver.
I don't believe... Oh, yes, I do. It is Aunt Louisa.
She's looking this way. What'll we do?
What'll you do, you mean?
Mommy, you can't leave me.
Why not? I told you I didn't want to be a party to this. Aunt Louisa lives at Pacquiao's.
I bet she has a bed under the counter.
Be quiet and maybe she won't see us.
She sees us.
Here she comes.
You talk first.
I will not.
You better, because I'm not going to open my mouth. This is all your fault.
My fault? I said you should have some sentiment and keep the tureen.
It's too late.
We're lost.
Why, my dears, what a nice surprise.
Why, Louisa. Hello.
And Claudia.
Hello, Aunt Louisa.
How nice to see you, child. So sorry I couldn't come over Tuesday evening. It's these allergies of mine. I think I've discovered a new one. Silver polish.
Maybe you shouldn't stay here, Aunt Louisa, with all this silver.
It's too late. Oh, dear, dear. When are you going to bring that husband of yours over to meet me?
Oh, soon.
Your generation has no family feeling. You go about your ways as if relatives didn't exist. Now, if your father were alive, we won't talk about that now.
Claudia, what are you twisting about like that for?
Nothing. I was just looking.
The service here is slow, but good.
Very.
And they have lovely things at Pacquiao's.
Yes, I always buy my gifts here. I got Claudia's soup tureen here.
Yes, I know.
Thought of sending the child a check.
Oh, Aunt Louisa.
But then I thought a check is so unsentimental. Especially for my dearest brother's only child.
Oh.
Ah, here you are, Mrs. Norton.
Oh.
Now about this soup tureen,
yes,
Mrs. Norton.
Have you got another one just like it?
What did you say?
Claudia.
Have you got another one just like it?
Well, but I thought that
Claudia,
you
Claudia, isn't that the tureen I sent you?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Louisa, Claudia feels
David and
that...
I liked it so much that I decided to come down and buy another one just like it. Didn't I, Mama?
Yes, you didn't.
What was that, Mrs. Norton?
Now, that's really charming. But, Claudia, can you use two soup tureens?
Oh, yes. David's crazy about soup. He likes one at each end of the table.
That's rather an attractive idea. Never thought of it.
But, Mrs. Norton, a moment ago
I know,
you said...
I know, but have you got another just like it?
Yes, we have dozens, but I...
Well, could I have just one more? Just one will do fine, please. That's David.
Why doesn't he use his key?
The lock doesn't work for him yet.
Well, go let him in.
You go, Mama.
I should say not. They're your soup tureens.
Mama, what'll he say?
How would I know? You married him, not I.
Yes, but if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be me.
Aren't you going to let him in at all tonight?
Say, that's an idea.
I wouldn't try it. Well, go on.
I'm going.
You're standing still.
Oh, am I? I'm coming. I hear you.
Oh, hello, hello, hello.
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 Well, don't you say hello to Mama?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, David.
Is
this where I really live?
What do you mean?
This is a fine reception for a stranger, but for a husband, so many hellos and so little else.
Don't sit there, David. Come into the bedroom.
Wait a minute now. Let me sit here for a second.
Well, now that you're home, David, I'm going to put the supper on.
Don't go, Mama.
What's the hurry, Mrs. Brown?
Here's the chicken, David. I want to watch it.
Well, watch it later. Claudia.
Yes?
Claudia, what is that I see over there?
Where?
On the table in front of the window.
I don't see anything.
There is two of them.
You're seeing double.
Been drinking again.
Men are all the same, aren't they, Mama?
Probably thinks he's seeing two soup tureens.
He's right.
What's going on here?
I don't know. We're asking you.
That chicken needs me. Bye-bye.
Mama!
Claudia, is that or is that not two soup tureens on the table?
Isn't it R?
Isn't what R?
Well, two soup tureens is plural. Shouldn't it be R that
don't get two... grammatical. Just answer me.
It are.
It is. Claudia, slowly, dear, in words of one syllable, how come when this morning we only had one and you went to return it, tonight we have two?
Oh, darling, you know how soup tureens are.
No, you tell me.
Oh, David, how could I return it? She was so nice and she had her allergies again, and she is my father's only sister and I'm her dearest brother's only child.
Oh, she was there?
What could I do?
Aunt Louisa must have been very, very touched.
She was. It was almost worth it. Oh, don't you think we could learn to love them, David?
If I live long enough.
They'll grow on you.
They've grown enough already.
Don't worry, darling. I'll think of something. They'll come in handy.
How? For what? For why? For when?
I know. For bathtubs. For babies.
Claudia.
I was just thinking, David. Just thinking.
All story material used in this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. When company comes, how grand it is to be able to say, howdy, neighbor, have a Coke. Just like old times. Now you can stock up, order Coke by the case if you like, and keep it handy when folks drop in to visit. Now you can step up to the familiar red cooler at your favorite refreshment stand, lunchroom, or service station, and ask for Coca-Cola and get it. And the price is still 5 cents. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.
Mama.
18 years.
And something tells me it's been my last vacation for 18.
David, she's gone out.
What?
Mama's gone out. The sofa's all made up. David.
18 years.
She's all yours, David. Well,
where do you think she went?
Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Thank you. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
It's your whole meaning in life. I'm never giving in to you.
I didn't say that, Tom.
It's you do you, I'll do me. What's with this bullshit now?
Can you
wonder where that came from?
Where did it come from, Tom?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Greg and Kathy are doing you do you, I do you.
No.
And then now Joanne does you do you.
No.
And I'm okay.
No.
Really?
No, not really.
Yeah, really.
Okay, what else?
Because it wasn't like this before, Joanne.
No, Tom,
but you are now Kathy. Oh. So what is the deal?
Oh, okay. You know.
Well, We used to help Elena and Daniel.
Don't give me that bullshit.
We were closer than
that. No, we were not.
What are you
talking about? You're so delusional. We were not. You think Elena and Daniel were...
We were closer than this?
No, we were not.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. When you didn't have Kathy to talk to
anymore.
No,
we were not.
You talked to me.
No, we were not.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're going to make up shit again.
Okay. Well...
I kind of lived through that whole thing,
okay.
too.
Okay, well, you have...
So you're just going to tell me I
you have your view of it, I have mine. Okay?
Well, you have the Kathy view of what you lived through now.
Nothing with Kathy.
That's what the whole thing is now.
Nothing with Kathy. You're the one that's delusional, Todd. Okay? You think we had this lovely, happy marriage...
I didn't say that either.
Not.
I said we were closer then.
Okay, we were closer
when
then.
You weren't talking to Kathy about
has
everything and putting
do
me down
with
all
Kathy
the time.
Has
and talking me down and never saying anything positive about me.
Nothing to do with
when
Kathy.
You didn't talk to Kathy every day.
You're right.
Four or five times a
you're
day.
Right, Todd. You're right.
Okay. I was your friend.
Sure.
Okay. I guess that didn't happen either. But you keep making your story up as you go.
Okay.
Because you're doing that right now.
No, right now I'm looking for a counselor.
Okay, Joanne.
Because you told
keep
me
threatening
I
me.
Something.
Yeah.
What's the, why is that a threat?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why is that a threat?
Why are you?
You
looking for a counselor, Joanne?
Because you just told me I need to talk to somebody.
Okay, don't look for a counselor, Joanne.
No, okay, now I'm not.
What are you looking at? Are you playing cards?
I'm looking for a counselor. There's one in Crystal Lake that I can go to. Should I go see a male
why
or a female?
Why are you doing this, Joanne?
Because you just told me I needed to.
All right, so stop looking for a counselor, Joanne.
What else you got, Tom? Todd? Our relationship has been based on you belittling me.
And you asked me to stop.
Were you? Shut up. I'm still speaking.
All I did was ask you to
No, don't tell me it stopped there. Okay, give me a break. You don't know what you're talking about. You belittling me my whole life, okay? That's what it's been about. Okay? My weight, what I wear, what I eat, when I exercise. What everything, okay? Then it became belittling me about whatever else you can pick on. Then it was my hair, my ponytail, Rogaine. Talking to Farolo, supposedly, about using Rogaine. All this, everything about you belittling me, okay?
It's not belittling. It's not
okay,
belittling.
Just because
it's the wrong phrase.
Just because you say it doesn't mean it's how I feel. So shut up.
Okay, that's how you feel. It's not how I would phrase
well,
it.
Well, it wasn't against you.
It's not
you. You know what? You want me to tell you about a little you? You got all butthurt
I know.
When I told
you. I know.
You.
You've told me a lot of things about how how bad I am.
Yeah, I have. You're right.
Right.
Okay. So, how does it feel?
So, how does it feel, Joanne? Where do you move on?
I have moved on. But
no,
you
haven't,
me,
Joanne.
You want me to completely, like all of a sudden, our life is...
Nope.
Will you shut your mouth? All of a sudden, it's going to be butterflies and roses.
Nope.
Sorry, Todd.
Never said
you
that.
You have ruined the relationship.
Nope.
Okay?
Never said that.
Well,
but you're making up shit.
Okay.
I never said that. Butterflies and roses.
Okay, I'm not going to say I love you constantly. Or
I'm looking
even,
for the bare minimum is what
not,
I'm looking for.
Okay, you'll get the bare minimum.
Oh,
I'm
thank
not
you,
gonna
Joanne.
Be doing,
thank you for doing that.
I'm not going to be doing the I love you, holding your hand, all that bullshit. You're lucky I don't take you off of my freaking car because you always are tracking me.
You're
just so stupid.
What?
Who wakes up who in the middle of the night to scream at them?
What are you talking about now? Besides going into really bad directions again where you say the worst possible things.
What?
Here we go, Joanne. This is where you're going, because I know where you're going with this.
You didn't wake me up in the middle of the night 3 times in the last year to complain about my hair, about talking to Sean.
We were arguing, Joanne, and I was still mad.
I don't care.
We went to bed mad.
You don't wake somebody up in the middle of the night.
Joanne, will you stop going in these directions?
I'm just telling you.
You're just telling me what?
How you have shaped this relationship.
You can't move on.
I have.
You can't move.
I have.
Look what you're doing.
But I'm telling you why I'm not going to
You can't it. Move on.
Okay, you're right. I can't move on. All right, I can't move on. So now we're done. Good. We're going to be done with this conversation. You keep saying I can't move on. I can move on, but don't think that I'm going to now go back to, oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
Did
oh.
I say that?
Then
again?
What do you want?
What are you making this
what
argument
do you want?
For?
You know what, Todd? You need to go see somebody. Really. You need
you
to go.
You are just on off a tangent,
okay.
Joanne.
What do you want, Todd? What do you want? I have no tolerance for this right now. What do you want? Just because I'm not interested in sex like I was 10 years ago, that's not my problem. It's your problem. Accept it. Jeez Louise, go look it up on Google or whatever. Who puts in, when can my wife do missionary position after knee surgery? Who does that?
A person who wants
somebody
to know
who's
that.
Okay.
Where am I supposed to find it out, Joanne? From Joanne? Where am I supposed to find it out?
Okay, whatever. I'm tired of this conversation.
You're tired of this conversation, but there's no anything. There's no...
You started tonight.
There's no...
You
no,
started...
No, just stop. Of
you
course I started,
started
it.
You started this argument.
But there's no meeting in the middle.
There is
there's
no
meeting no compromise
in the middle. I don't
ever.
Like, if
it's
I...
just go away.
Todd?
I'm going to spout off. I'm going to hurt you.
My
just
answer.
Go away.
I've given you my answer.
What I'm is not... your answer, Joanne?
I am not interested in sex right now because I am in pain and I can't bend my knee. And even after that, I am not all whooped up about always having sex like we used to. That's the honest truth.
So where do I go?
Then we will have sex, but it's not going to be like I'm dying for it, okay? End of story. Move on. Jeez Louise, you're ridiculous. That's
no, a, you just look at the one word, what you take the last word of a sentence, and you just focus on that.
What do you want to know, Tom?
You're not taking in any of the shit that I've already said.
What
you just
want?
Listen to yourself
what
or
do
me
you
say
what do you
something
want?
Like,
what do you
like,
want?
And
what
then you
want?
Just run
what
with
you
it.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Where are you
where
coming
do you want?
From now?
What do you want? I'm not having sex anytime soon because of my leg. Okay, you accept that. You understand that? Are we good with that? Yes or no? It's a simple yes or no. Yes or no? You understand that I don't feel like having sex because of my leg right now. You understand that? You got it? Yes or no? Do you understand it? Yes
I understand
or no?
It?
Stop!
Where's the part where you say, I'm going to want to tell him when I'm ready.
When I'm ready, I'll tell you. Yes, I've already told you that.
That
told
would
you
be the nice part.
I told you
that. You never
jumped
at that part.
I told you that.
You just tell me the mean part.
I told you that weeks ago. And then even after I'm ready, it's not like I'm going to be how I was when I was much younger. That's a fact.
So just as of this surgery, now we
have
to
I've always been like that, huh?
You weren't telling me this whole thing about I don't care about sex anymore. Stuff
I didn't
until
say
the surgery
that.
Thing.
I didn't
yes,
say
you did.
That. You're not
when I started
listening.
Bugging you about this,
you're not
when are we going
to
do it?
To
then
my
you had to go down
word.
That path.
You're not listening. Shut your mouth and listen. I am not as interested in sex now than I like I was when I was younger. Fact.
Why wasn't the fact in November, December?
It's always
why
been that way.
Be,
why do you think we only do it once a week?
Why did it have to be when I was in?
Why do you think we only do it once a week? I mean, really, why do you think?
Because maybe I'm too tired. I was working
okay,
all the time.
Okay, you were
so
working.
So why, I'm the one who always asks. I'm the one who asks for it anyway.
Good, you can ask
for
it. For
42 years I've been asking
and
the only one.
And that's how it's always going to be. And this, it's always been that way.
Okay, so, well, yeah, what?
It's always
what
been that way.
Down all of this bullshit,
you just
Joanne.
Can't keep your thoughts organized is your problem. You just can't.
No, you just go down so many different paths.
All right, what else you got tonight?
Whatever the mean
what else
thing
you got?
Is.
Oh, it's not mean. It's the fact of life, Todd. Get over
Joanne,
it.
Where was the fact of life in December and November?
Because I really...
Why did you have to tell me when this was going on?
Todd!
That made it 10 times
okay.
worse,
sure.
okay?
Okay, November, December. You think I was saying, we gotta do it? It was still only once or twice a week. Okay, fine, once or twice a week. Big deal. Still, like, I'm not, like, dying to do it. I did it because that's
all
what
right,
you wanted
you
to do.
All right, you can stop anytime now.
That's because that's what you wanted to do. Okay, I'll do it. It's not a big deal. I don't understand why you are so pissed off or angry or you don't understand.
Because usually it's a two-way thing.
It's not a two-way thing.
It's not me just jumping you from behind.
It's not
like in the bathroom against the counter.
It's not.
I don't like that.
Well, then
it's not love.
Okay.
It's just whatever.
Okay, all right. Again.
That's what I'm looking for. That's why I'm hoping you would say something a little nicer. Because it's loving somebody. Is,
that's not, has that, nothing to do with love.
Oh my God, it does. What? What? Has nothing to do with love. I'm thinking Elaine and Daniel don't do, they have sex because they don't love each other.
Okay,
what are you talking about?
Okay. Because
you make no sense now.
Okay, so if you don't have sex and you don't love somebody, really?
I haven't had sex with anybody else but you.
It has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
Okay,
that's why I haven't gone after anybody else.
Well, maybe you and you should.
You're sick.
I know. So if you don't have
maybe
sex...
Maybe I should?
Maybe if you... you're telling me...
Wait a minute.
You're telling me
to have sex with somebody else.
You're telling me that if...
Wait! You just told me to have sex with somebody else.
Todd?
Is that what you want?
Sure. If that's what makes you happy, then fine. I can go along.
I didn't say it. Okay. What? When did I say it would make me happy?
Well, you're not
What is wrong with your brain today? What is wrong with your way you think? What is wrong with you?
You're telling me that if we don't have sex, it means we don't love each other? Okay.
That's part of loving
okay.
each other, Joanne. Or don't you get that part?
So
it also means saying I love you.
You're telling
what is wrong with you, Joanne?
I'm going to go look for my counselor again. They'll tell me what's wrong with me, okay?
You're just not right.
You're telling me that Ellen and Chuck still had sex when they were in their 80s.
He couldn't have sex because he lost his prostate.
Okay.
He had no desire to have sex.
You're telling me...
Just like Bill probably doesn't have sex.
Okay, you're telling me that because of that, then they didn't love each other.
I didn't say that.
You
it's
just
part
said
of
that.
Loving each other.
Okay.
Now you're changing it again.
Okay, stop screaming. We're done with this conversation.
Thank you. What is wrong with you? You keep changing it around to make your argument.
Okay. I think you need to go find a counselor, Todd. I really
you
do.
Don't listen to yourself anymore.
Okay. You're right. I will tell you when I can do it in the bed, and until then it's in the kitchen, it's in the bathroom. Okay? That's how it is. And even then, it'll have to be that way. You're going to have to just deal with that. Okay?
As I said, my reason for asking all the time was because of this whole thing since the surgery. You didn't tell me this in June or November or December that you weren't really interested in sex.
Not
you tend to tell me
when
I'm asking when can we have sex because of the surgery.
Okay.
So that's why I'm asking about it now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you when. And now you know that it's not
tough. Now I know.
Yeah.
At least,
okay,
all right, just ease me into it a little nicer, okay?
Okay.
Because that is part of loving each other, too, is touching each other and having affection and saying I love you.
And not screaming at somebody.
Oh, jeez, Joanne. Just say something nice for a change.
Sure, Todd. When you do the same.
When are you going to say something nice?
When you do
like
the
Elena
same.
Would.
Okay. Why don't you go live by
Why don't you learn from Elena
okay.
how to talk nice
okay.
to your spouse?
Okay. When does my spouse talk nice to
I'm
me?
I'm talking nice to you, Joanne.
Where are you talking nice to me? Where? In this whole night you've talked nice to me? Are you kidding me? You haven't talking
it's
about
It's all about you, isn't it?
You know, I'm just
you
saying.
You know this is the whole thing.
No,
this
I'm
is
just
the
saying.
Narcissist part of it.
Oh, here we go. Now
well, that's exactly what you're doing.
Just shut up and go downstairs. Really, go in the basement.
It's all this is, Joanne.
All right. Just go in the basement.
I don't want to go in the basement.
Okay?
Just... Because you're telling
me
where
I have
to go. She's not there.
Where is she? Where is she?
She's here.
You have to go out, Chloe?
Just because we're old doesn't mean we have to be nasty to each other. Anyway.
I'm not being nasty to you, anybody. You're
being
the one.
Nasty, Joanne.
Okay, then, all right. All right.
You're never guilty of anything.
Okay. You done?
Tracking with the car? I'm not tracking.
Yeah,
I want
you
to
are.
Know where you are.
You're tracking me.
I want to know where you are. What is the harm in that? It's 2026.
Shut up. I don't care if it's 2026. You don't need to track me.
I'm not tracking. I want to know where my wife is.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I walk out of the out of Shane's house and I want to see where you are.
Okay. What?
I love you. I don't want to just do me.
Okay.
It's not
got
all
it.
About just me.
Okay, got
I
it.
I wanted to do the rest of my life with you.
Okay, but it's not going to be like this. If you're going to scream at me constantly,
stop
then...
Stop giving me ultimatums.
I'm not
okay? going to
argue with you
me
for the
it's
next...
Be.
I'm
Could
not...
you just God, meet me in the middle?
Sure, I'll meet you in the middle.
Just
sure
stop giving me rules and ultimatums.
Okay.
And threats.
Okay, whatever.
And if you can't do that, then what are we doing?
Todd, I'm not doing anything wrong, okay? I mean, you, I know
not
you
saying you're doing anything wrong.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Okay, fine. I'll do
I
it.
Don't want to just do me.
Sure.
I don't want to live my life
sure.
all alone,
well,
okay?
Then accept
I can do that by myself, someplace
else. Accept the fact that I don't always want to have sex. That's your problem. You can't accept
I don't
it.
Want to always
well,
have sex.
That's your problem. You can't accept the fact that I'm not as interested...
Wait,
shut up! You can't accept the fact that I'm not as interested in sex as you are. That's not my problem, that's yours. Accept the fact and then go from there. If you can't accept it, then you're going to have the issue, not me. Okay?
All right, having sex with somebody who doesn't want to have sex is not sex, in my book. Okay? That's not love. I only want to do it with somebody I love. I don't want to have sex just to have sex.
Okay?
And if you don't love me and you don't want to have sex with me because you love me...
Those are two different things.
It's two things that I think are both the same.
Two different things.
What?
It's two different things, Ted. Just because I don't want to have sex as often, it's not my problem.
I'm not talking about the frequency. When we do have sex, it would be nice to have you want to have sex.
Okay.
That's what I meant about saying
okay.
Something nice and not going into the whole spiel
okay.
About,
okay.
I don't want to have sex.
Okay.
How do I want to have sex then with somebody? You don't want me then.
You're right. That's it. Because I don't want
to. There's ways to hold each other. The ways that...
Okay. Got it. There's no arguing with you. There's no having a conversation even with you because you fly off the handle.
No,
you
fly off the handle.
You cannot have a grown-up conversation. Okay? You just can't. So, I guess we won't.
What? This is more threats again.
No, it's not
no,
a threat.
No, that's exactly what you're doing
again. It's not
again.
A threat, Todd.
It's telling me that you're in charge and I have to follow your
charge.
Lead.
I'm
that's
saying...
exactly what you're doing.
Are you done?
Will you stop doing that?
We've been doing this
for... Stop telling me what to do, where to go. If you don't like it, leave. Go downstairs. Shut up, Todd. Stop telling me stuff like that.
Okay.
Stop being my boss.
I'm not your boss.
If you don't like it, leave. But if you don't like it, leave. But until then, I'm your boss.
No, you're not
That's
your boss.
That's exactly what
nope.
Your attitude is.
I'm not your boss. You can do what you want.
What, Joanne?
But I'm not
what,
your boss.
What are you telling me what to do?
I'm not your boss.
Oh, what's the ultimatum now, Joanne?
Oh, shut up.
God. Changed, not me.
Okay.
Because you were like Elena.
Okay.
You were nice.
Okay.
What if we agreed on? Are we just doing us? Am I just supposed to be
what?
Doing me?
What are we supposed to
and you
on?
Do you?
What are we agreeing on? What do we need to agree on?
We're married.
We're married, yeah. Got it. What's the next thing I need to agree on?
Spending time together.
We
all
spend
of the
a
stuff
lot
you do when you're married and you love each other.
Spend a
okay?
Lot of time
you're saying
together.
I love you.
We
stuff
spend,
like that.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Just simple stuff.
Okay, we spend a lot
sex
of time.
Sex every once in a while,
yeah.
And you actually act, you don't say, no, okay, I don't feel like it.
I don't always feel like it, so what do
I've
you
got that, Joanne. You've made that perfectly clear
so
now.
You want me to, all
right,
I'll
have
fake
the
it.
Surgery.
Okay, I'll fake it. I'll fake it. How about that?
You just can't be nice, kids. Why is it only me that's asking for that stuff? And you just, like, okay, whatever.
Because you want sex more than I do.
I'm not talking about sex right now. I'm talking about, like, love and stuff like that.
Okay, we're...
Just talking to me.
I talk to you. I talk to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I talked to you the whole way over to the restaurant today. Okay? Didn't I talk to you over the restaurant? Yeah. Didn't I? No, yeah. I had asked you what Shane had to say. You didn't come home talking about what Shane had to do and what was going on with him. I asked you. Okay?
And I asked you how your surgery was.
I didn't have surgery.
I mean, it's your physical care.
Yeah, oh. And I talked to you about, okay, deal. Okay, so I told you about that. So don't tell me we don't talk. Okay? And stop bringing in my sister on this. I talked to my sister about her school, about what's going on with Christy,
oh, I don't
or all
about,
that.
I don't want to hear about
okay,
that.
You
know, okay,
you don't. You
also
hear about
talk
it.
About me, too.
Oh, no, we don't
and
talk about
it. It's never
you.
Positive.
No,
so I don't
we don't
wanna,
talk
I don't
about
hear, it. I don't want to hear about that.
We don't talk about
I don't
want to
hear about Kat.
Okay. Well, you're the one that keeps
that
bringing her up.
Every once in a while, go.
You keep bringing her up because you have an issue. Whatever.
I don't have an issue.
Yeah,
you
do.
Have an issue that you can never say anything positive about your husband.
Okay, I don't talk
and
about
the only
husband.
Time you ever talk about
I
me is in the negative.
We don't
that's
talk
that's the
about
only time you ever... Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, she talks about Greg, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Are you listening in on the conversation
no,
now?
But you guys do that.
Okay,
everybody
right.
does that.
Okay, well then,
okay?
then what are you complaining about? Just because you don't have anybody to talk to, that's your problem, not mine.
Did I? What?
Just
thanks, Joanne. Let's keep going now.
Well, what
keep being mean, Joanne. This is the not Elena part. Okay? This is the new Joanne part.
We don't talk.
This is why people miss Joanne, because this is the shit you would never say 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago. Just the constant mean shit.
You're right.
Well, Levante Harvey didn't know when he walked up to one of the homes on this block is that the woman who lived there lost her husband.
She didn't speak English, so okay, how brilliant are they? Yep.
So I'm going to go return this blouse to Walmart right now. I ordered
this 23-year-old.
It doesn't look like it, though, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could be
evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to do that. Okay, how about I started doing it.
Yeah, like this one. It's so easy to let you do the house.
Ring. Hello. Hello, darling. We were just talking about you.
I told you it was David, Mama.
What? Oh, I was just telling Mama I told her it was you. I'm listening. What is it? Well, hey, can't you tell me? So you didn't buy a car, did you, David? Oh. Well, certainly we'll be there. Of course. Goodbye, darling. That was David.
So I judged. What did he have to say? Sounded very mysterious.
It was. Get your hat and coat on.
I'll do no such thing at this time of the evening. What for?
I don't know, but David says to meet him at the corner drugstore in half an hour.
Why?
He didn't say why.
He's your husband. You go find out, but don't drag me along on any wild goose chase.
Listen, you have to come. He insists.
What about my roast?
Oh, leave it in the oven. It won't walk away. David said it was very important. So I wonder what it can be.
Why did you rush me?
We're early, Claudia.
So's David. I can see him on the corner. He's very pleased with himself.
You're not that good. You can't see David's face from here.
No, but whenever he's pleased with himself, he kind of relaxes all over, trying to look as if he wasn't pleased with himself. He sees us.
Stop jumping up and down like that. Everybody will think you're crazy.
He can't wait. He's coming over to meet us. Say, Mama, let's not ask him. It'll be much more fun to make him tell us.
Your father acted the same way when he bought 3 lots in Florida. He found out later they were underwater.
Mama, you don't think David could have bought... Let's walk a little faster.
Claudia, have a little pity on your old mother. I'm out of breath as it is.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mrs. Brown.
Hello, David. What'd you do?
I thought you said it'd be more fun not to ask.
I couldn't wait, Mama. Say, David, you didn't buy any real estate, did you?
Real estate? Hardly.
Then why'd you ask Mom and me to meet you here?
Oh, thought you two girls might like to go for a walk before dinner.
We had a walk when we went shopping this afternoon.
No use, Claudia. He's not going to tell us anything till he's good and ready.
Tell you anything? Why, the way you two girls are carrying on, you'd think it was unusual for a man to invite his family for a walk before
dinner. It's perfectly usual, only not for you, darling. Any particular direction you'd like to steer us?
No, any old way at all.
Good, then let's go back up the street.
Except that way. I've seen that street. Let's walk this way.
Fine. You haven't gone this way since you left for work this morning.
Oh, hardly noticed it then. Hey, watch out for the curb. We'll cross over. Hey, careful. Careful, wait for the light.
Oh, it just turned red. Woman driver, of course.
All clear. Let's go.
Of course, we're hardly conscious that we're being steered.
Such a thought never entered my head, Mrs. Brown. I simply suggested going this way because it's a shortcut.
Didn't you know, Mom, it's only a block out of the way?
Oh, nice. A block out of the way is the shortest distance between 2 points.
Why, you two girls don't get run over will always be a mystery for me. Hey, watch out for the car coming.
We saw it.
I never feel safe crossing the street with you two.
That's funny. I feel safe with you.
Curb, Mother Brown?
David, you're treating me like a runaway from the old lady's home.
That's because I think so highly of you. And now, down this way.
David, you're not being fair. Where are we going and why?
No place, no reason. Oh, incidentally, what did you two girls think of that house we just passed?
Didn't notice.
Which one?
Number 141. I thought it was pretty nice. That's why I sublet an apartment for us there this afternoon.
David, say that again.
I said I thought it was nice. That's why I sublet an apartment there this afternoon.
David, really? Then this is a wonderful surprise.
David, an apartment of our own. Why didn't you tell me?
I just did.
Mom, isn't it wonderful, an apartment of our own? See, let's walk by that building again. Oh, it's a beautiful building, David.
I like it, do you?
How many rooms? Can I see the apartment now?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, I just want to stand here and admire that building.
How in the world did you get it, David?
Through Roger. One of our clients, Mr. Tucker, a writer, moved to Hollywood. He'll be out there for at least a year, so Roger sold him a bill of goods that he should sublet it to me.
Good for Roger.
Oh, but it's such a beautiful building, David. Can we afford it?
Fits our budget to a T.
Sounds better all the time. I've just got to see it, Dave. How many rooms?
4 rooms and a large foyer.
Sounds wonderful.
And you can't see it now. Anyway, I saw it this afternoon with Roger, and it looks fine.
Why can't we see it, David?
Well, the fellow who owns the apartment is something of a... Well, eccentric.
Oh.
He said if I wanted it, I'd have to come over right away. I called you two and you were out.
See, Mom, I told you we shouldn't have gone shopping.
Roger and I went on over and he showed us the place and he wanted an immediate answer. I said yes and he said, well, now you and your wife can move in next Friday. I'll be out by then. Meanwhile, I don't want to be disturbed. I'll be thinking.
He doesn't care how disturbed I get while he thinks. Oh, I won't be able to sleep till next Friday. Is it very nice, David?
Very, very nice. I told him we'd take care of his goldfish.
Another mouth to feed.
Another 4 mouths to feed. There's one in each room.
Wonderful. I won't be lonesome then. Mama will be alone then.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be glad to settle down to a nice, quiet, normal existence with you two out of the way.
Oh, now look, you know you like a nice, abnormal existence with us all around you.
It isn't as though we were moving to Alaska, young lady. You're only one block away from Mother's apartment. That's why I thought you'd be specially pleased.
I am, David.
I can take care of myself. Call up whenever you're lonesome.
Is there a telephone, David?
2. One in the foyer and a beautiful gold one in the bedroom.
A gold phone off field just like Madame Du Barry. I'll call you up every morning as soon as we wake up, Mama.
You better not. When you two clear out, I'm going to start a new life. I'm going to sleep late every morning.
Good for you.
You couldn't. You know you get up automatically every morning at 8 o'clock,
then
Mama.
I'm going to learn how to roll over and sleep until 9. David, I'm so glad for both of you.
No, I know you are, Mother. Thank you.
Furniture, David. What about furniture?
Mr. Tucker's leaving his furniture in the apartment, so we'll be using his.
Oh, be almost like living in a hotel.
Well, you know, it adds up. It starts to add up. And when you spend $35 on a bike that you can use, what, 6 months out of the year? That's like 5 months. That's nothing. Yeah. Right. And what he'll say is then don't pick up the phone. That's what he'll say. Right. Right, right. Oh, God. Are you serious? Oh, I love when they pull that crap. I love when they say that crap. I love that, you know. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least he's not touching you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah, it's, I mean, that kind of bullshit is, it's kind of like you just are with a crappy room, you know? Right. 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 And you know what? Like I say, it's, I don't want to go through all that work. And it would be very easy, quite honestly. You fill out a form because it's really just, you fill out a form. You don't have kids under the age of, you fill a form out. You just, you know, I don't want to go through all that. I just don't want to. Yes. Yep. Everything. Yep. Well, right. And you're just like, I'm not dealing, I don't want to do all that, you know, because, you know, it's one where it's like, I go, you know, I'm going to have to go through that. Just leave. We'll just separate. Okay, we'll just separate. Blah, 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 you know. And it's, you know, you just, it's through the day, I'm telling you. You, those kids and those grandchildren, because I'm telling you, it's not going on. Or a quick walk here, because I never know when, you know, I mean, you just have to deal with.
I used to have to get in a few first, because I was always, you know, he's on the end. And then wait for him to walk.